Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for November 24th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also were convinced the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Do we have problems? Yes. We're not ignoring that. But we do know a good moral people turning to their God, turning to their families, turning to their country is the key. Using the checks and balances the founders gave us is the answer. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Our buddy Jim Clymer, constitutional attorney at law, one of the great leaders of the Constitution Party, online with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure once again. Thank you for having me.
Now, when we think about Thanksgiving, you think about food, don't you, Jim?
Oh, somewhat.
Now, I know it's not really the reason for the season. Gratitude in our hearts for God, family, and country, and for life, liberty, and property, and for all those things is much more important. A gratitude attitude of faith and of solutions and of hope for America. I mean, really, Thanksgiving is about sowing the seeds of hope, in my opinion. But I want to talk a little bit about food. Last hour, we talked about gas. They say gas will be below $2 a gallon for Thanksgiving. $2.09 is the average cost of a gallon of gas as folks travel for the holidays. In Utah, it's around $2.14 a gallon, kind of a range. In the Great Lakes region, it's about $1.80 a gallon. You know, what's gas for you, Jim? Where are you at? Pennsylvania?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, it's about $2.25, $2.30 in that range. All right. Where it is. Of course, we have the highest gas tax in the nation here in Pennsylvania, so yeah. That's part of the problem here.
That's what I was saying, Kurt. You know, it depends on how much the state takes a bite out of things, too. But anyway, I bring that up to say gas is one key element of cost for Americans, and food is another. But there's a trend going on, Jim, that we thought you'd appreciate the discussion about relating to Thanksgiving. Kurt?
That's right. The headline from, the CBS News boys, you know, and that's where you really get real news. But the headline reads, "Homegrown, moving next to the farm." Yeah. And then their little sub-headline, "When it comes to feasting, more and more Americans these days are enjoying food that is homegrown," they put that in quotes, "or at the very least, food that comes from the farm right next door." Now, you know, they talk about these folks that what they did in this, you know, you've seen lots of different kinds of neighborhoods built up or whatever, but in this case, they put together these, it's about 40 minutes south of downtown Atlanta. It's in a little place they call it Saranby, I think is the name of it. But it's not really the Green Acres, you know, like you remember,
Green
from the
Acres
TV series in the old
be.
Days. But it's, but it is folks that are kind of seeing that, hey, there's more to life than just high tech and the big, you know, city lifestyle. This one guy, what they did was they bought in this area of these neighborhood where they have an organic farm that's right in the, well, in the middle of it. You know, instead of having just a park and swimming pools and stuff like that, they got a farm right in the middle of it. And I guess in this case, they call this development Saranby. They got about 200 homes and it's growing. And the big draw, no, it's not swimming, tennis, or golf, but a real working farm. Now, the people kind of like to, eat the stuff that grows there. And so they kind of like looking at it. Now, I kind of think as soon as they'll get in there and start growing a little bit themselves, it'll be even better. But they say, you know, they sell these suckers out pretty fast. You know, the houses and lots around these areas, and people are kind of getting back to this idea. You've got the farmers markets that are growing up, but they call these agri-hoods, I guess, you know, instead of neighborhoods.
Nothing like the hood, I'm just saying.
They say they're often for luxury living. They say the average home around there is about 700 G's, five times more than the other homes in the area. And they recently broke ground on another couple hundred homes, and they're going to have about 1,200 more residents. But it's kind of a wave of the future, huh, Jim?
I don't know. Sounds interesting. I hadn't heard about that concept. I mean, around here we have a lot of the what they call community supported agriculture, CSAs, where people pay anywhere from $400 to $600 or more a year to get a weekly supply of mostly organically grown produce from the farm, vegetables and so on. They're pretty popular around here, but I hadn't heard of the concept you're talking about. I guess they're sort of living right in and among it. And I hate to say this, but as a lawyer, I have to think about liability issues if they're depending on how much involved they may be. I hope they have good insurance, because things happen on the farm, and especially likely to happen, it seems, with people who not real familiar with what happens in a farm.
Yeah, in fact, what happens to some of these places, people just want to move near the farm, Jim, and what happens is that the farmers are actually professional farmers.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the people that live in the neighborhoods around the farm don't necessarily farm. They leave it to the professionals, but what they do is they move in near the farm intentionally, buy 80%+ of their groceries from the farm. That guarantees the farm's stability, handled by professional farmers, but it also guarantees local food grown and supports kind of a community effort. In other words, environmentally speaking, instead of having your, you know, whatever brought in from Mexico or your something brought in from Guatemala or your Brazilian orange juice or whatever, hey, things are grown locally. And that's kind of the idea. So in a sense, if it's done right, there wouldn't be any liabilities because the professional farmers would have all those things that you're mentioning. The average neighbor or the average homeowner or renter, whoever lives near these farms, wouldn't have anything to do with it except for that they would turn to that for local organic food. It's a pretty tremendous idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar to the CSAs that I was talking about around here. I thought, maybe I misunderstood, I thought that there was not only living among them, but they were participating in the farm.
Now, I'm not saying there's not examples like that, but in this story, it's a little different.
Yeah, okay. No, I think it's a great idea, and working in harmony with the residents, between the residents and the agricultural community, I think that's great. A lot of times, there's disharmony, and of course, that depends on the type of farming they do, too, because some of these places, sometimes when they're, especially when they're out spreading their manure that has been sitting and rotting in pits for several months, people aren't too thrilled about living next to a farm. So
we're starting to see a different method. Instead of living near the golf course, people want to live near the farm. People are starting to get preparedness matters. People are starting to realize food doesn't just appear at the stores whenever there's a glitch. People are like, hey, wait a minute. There's no food on the shelves. People are starting to understand some of those realities, I think, though.
Yeah, I think they are. I think that's great. I applaud it.
We need more of it. In fact, you guys had a constitutional convention or event since the last time we talked, right?
Yeah, I think so. We were in Albuquerque, New Mexico for a national committee meeting with the Constitution Party. I was back right at the beginning of the end of October, the beginning of November, that weekend, the last weekend in October, and had a great time. John Hostetler was one of the speakers that we had there. Did a great job in discussion about the judiciary and the limitations of the judiciary, how the whole concept of the judiciary has gotten turned on its head.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the weakest portion of government, and it's turned out to be the strongest,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely. It was supposed to be the weakest, and it's many times it's really the strongest now in practice. And
only because of de facto ignorance on the part of those who are supposed to create the proper checks and balances that I wisely speak of at the start of the broadcast, right?
Absolutely.
In other words, we could call a halt to their con game in about 2 seconds. We could impeach activist judges. A lot of people believe they're there for life, but they're really there for life upon good behavior. And that's kind of an interesting... They swore an oath to the supreme law. Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll get into terrorism. You can't leave that alone as well. We'll talk a little bit more about what the Constitution Party's doing and how you can be involved. With Jim Clymer in seconds on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You want raw honey on your dinner table for Thanksgiving? It might be too late, but if you hurry, get a hold of Kurt Crosby. But for sure, for Christmas, put him on those incredible tasting rolls. And raw honey at your door, delivered by Kurt Crosby. Not only do you get incredible honey for your family, but you support Liberty Roundtable Live as well. Get a hold of Kurt, that's C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Raw honey delivered direct to your door. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. We're talking to Jim Clymer of the Constitution Party, well-known attorney, constitutional attorney at law, and standing up for freedom. They had their convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they worked on a bunch of different things. They had a speaker talk about the judiciary. and how it was supposed to be the weakest branch of government. There were supposed to be checks and balances to govern that, but man, somehow it's tossed on its head. The judiciary seems to be the kingmakers, if you will. The robe thugs in robes kind of a thing, and man, we got to stop that. And so he gave a speech about that. I submit that the judges, a lot of people believe they're there for life, but I submit only upon good behavior. They've sworn an oath. Jim Clymer, to the supreme law of the land, sir.
Well, they did. And, of course, the Constitution nowhere says that they're appointed for life. It says they're appointed during good behavior. And if you look at the genesis of that and how what was intended by that, the notes and so on, they, during good behavior, meant, in essence, fidelity to the Constitution. Of course, it involved criminal matters as well, but it included the concept that they could remain in office during good behavior, meaning during their continued fidelity to the Constitution. And there are ample examples of judges who seem to have totally lost their fidelity to the Constitution and twist it and pervert it to meet their fancies, and they seem to be getting more and more blatant, as a matter of fact, about wanting to affect public policy rather than to apply the law. And that's where they go wrong. And it's really, as you suggested before the break, Congress needs to do something about it. Congress is the one that is supposed to be the most powerful branch of government.
And that's because it's closest to the people. We have direct control of the House every 2 years. We can toss them out on their ear, or we can put them in for another term. We have the ability to directly interact with them. They can be directly accountable to us. That's the broadest group in government, 535. I submit constitutionally there ought to be a whole lot more congressmen and senators than that. Why they haven't kept up with the guidelines of the Constitution brings up a whole nother question, Jim.
Well, yeah, of course, it started out with, 35,000. Each representative represented about 35,000 in population, and now it's somewhere over 500,000, 600,000. I'm not sure.
Yeah, to prove your point on the state of Utah, what do we have, 4 congressmen now, Kurt? Is that what
That's
we got?
Right.
4 congressmen, we got, 3 million people? So what's that, 750,000 per congressman? Now, that's give or take, because the population is not distributed exactly perfect, but they do try to draw their districts, and they redistrict and things like that to accommodate. But we should, how many should we have in Utah, given your scenario, Jim? Instead of 4, we should have 40 or 70 or something?
Right. And I'm not saying it needs to be down that low, but it should be close to the people. When representing 750,000 people, it's just too many to have the kind of contact and accountability.
Well, let me tell you the line that I draw. When Sam Bushman, and I'm not trying to say that I'm important, but I am a nationally syndicated talk show host. I am very well known in the media. I'm involved with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm the vice president of operations. I'm the owner of not only Liberty Roundtable, but a well-known business in the state of Utah. I am involved in owning, I guess I should say I'm the single owner, of Liberty News Radio, a nationally syndicated radio network. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm important, but I am saying I can't even get a hold of my congressman and talk to him. He doesn't have time for me. I can't, when I want to, sit down with my congressman if I try. Can't get that done for literally any reason.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Jim?
Well, I think it's... I think you have need a new congressman is what I think.
Now, if I put a lot more money in, I'm sure that I could have a big old $1,000 plate dinner and I'd get a little bit of time.
Well, yeah, if you would max out to him each election, I'm sure you would probably get his ear. That's the sad thing about it. And not to digress, but that's one thing I keep hearing over and over again about Donald Trump, that has a great appeal to people, the fact that his views and what he does and everything's not dependent on people giving him money. So, but sadly, that's what it's developed into. And I've had people here in Pennsylvania where they pretty blatantly said that, you got to pay to play. You know, if you want access to the, your elected official, you've got to raise some money for them. You've got to put some money up.
That, hey, James.
Third world country stuff.
I need your help, James. It's crazy. But that's what we've evolved to in America, tragic to say today. But the Constitution Party, quite a bit different, Jim.
Well, it is. And, of course, we don't have fat cat donors. I wish we did. I mean, it'd be nice to have some people who cared enough about the Constitution that they would empty their, that they would dip into their checkbook and their bank account.
Well, Jim Clymer's not going to tell you this, but he does so liberally, by the way, and we're grateful for it.
Well, you know, I just wish we had more people who would put their money where their mouth was.
You're right about that.
We, I mean, that's the other side of it. It does take, it takes money to get yourself seen and to get yourself heard. And that's what we struggle with the Constitution Party, is getting the message out. The reality of our American life is that to get your message out, it takes either a celebrity figure, and that's the thing that Donald Trump has going for him, too. He's a celebrity in so many ways. But either that or a lot of money to get the message out.
But Donald's kind of turning into a thug, if you really want to get technical. We can get into that. But it's crazy. Has the Constitution Party, through their convention in New Mexico, do they have any information to release to the public, or what's going on?
No, we don't. Not about a presidential candidate, if that's what you're referring to, which I assume.
Yeah, because there's nobody to endorse at this point, is there?
No. let me correct your terminology in one thing. It was not a convention. It was a national committee meeting.
All right, a committee meeting. Okay.
The convention's only held once every 4 years.
And that's coming up, too, right?
That's coming up next April of 2016. And that's going to be in your great city of Salt Lake City.
Hey, I like that.
So we're going to be right there in the heart of the good country.
What are the dates on that one then? You have that handy?
It's
April 2016. Right. Maybe we can mock April 15th at the same time.
It's right around. Yeah, it's the week that includes April 15th.
All right. So right, we can mock April 15th at the same time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That'll be all right. Come to Salt Lake and mock the IRS and join the Constitution Party, the only party that would come out blatantly and say to abolish that sucker, right?
That's right. So we need to get you out there. Need to get you participating in that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Okay. We're going to get that done.
So we're looking forward to that. We've got a couple of announced candidates. We have at least one that's waiting in the wings, hasn't announced yet, but everybody's anticipating that he's going to be announcing.
Are you announcing for what? Can you tell us that much?
He's announcing. No, we're anticipating that he's going to announce that he's running for president on the Constitution Party.
I see.
But this is not any big name. It's not. We don't have any. Anyone?
Yeah, Kirk Crosby doesn't want to let the cat out of the bag, does he, Jim?
Well, you know, you got to twist his arm, work on him.
All right, Kirk, you got your marching orders, my friend.
Maybe we can get him recruited.
Quick pause. We need to talk about terrorism and where the Constitution Party stands. It's a little different than what you've been hearing from the mainstream bureaucrats, I'll tell you that. Jim Clymer with us, ConstitutionParty.com.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. One of the hot topics to discuss is terrorism. You know, there's a big old battle in America. How should we handle this refugee situation? On one hand, we're Christians. And you know what? We should feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for those who stand in need of comfort. Bear one another's burdens, if you will. I agree with that. At the same time, who wants to be snookered with a terrorist masquerading as a refugee? Who wants to open up our borders and import terror? And there's kind of a fine line there. And you know what? You got two sides of the issue. You got the hawkish folks that want to pretend, hey, you got to just kill everybody before they kill you first. Let God sort them out. And then you got the dove kind of people that are like, hey, man, we got to just be mellow. They're not even a threat. What are you talking about? Then there's kind of reality somewhere in the middle, and these constitutional issues are critical to understand. There is a way to deal with these things, and the way is not incredibly hawkish, one extreme, or incredibly dovish, another extreme. There is a constitutional middle reality. The founders warned us repeatedly to avoid foreign entanglements, and that's where the discussion starts, Jim Clemmer. I want your comments, and then we'll talk about these candidates and what they're saying. And what we agree with and what we reject, and constitutionally, why?
Well, I guess I have to equivocate a bit in the beginning by saying it is a complicated issue, and I certainly agree with your comments. I believe that we as a people, we as Christian people, are called to be humanitarian. We care about people's needs, and we want to meet those needs, their physical needs, as well as their spiritual needs, of course. And but at the same time, you know, we have a duty, and I don't care whether we're talking about the head of a home, the head of a state, or the head of the country as a whole. We are representatives of the country as a whole. We have a duty to protect those under our charge, and it's foolhardy to allow masses of immigrants coming in whom are we don't really know. We can't do, and I'm sure you've seen the same news reports that I have, even the head of the FBI, and says that, you know, we can't, it's impossible to properly vet these people to know that we don't have, that they're not having terrorists that are infiltrating and coming in as migrants like that. So that means we need to find another solution. I'm not sure why they need to come all the way across the ocean and invade our shores or become immigrants here either. I mean, I'm in favor of the plan that says let's create a safe haven for them in other countries, in their own countries. I mean, there's no reason they, on one hand, I'd say they should be back there defending their fatherland, defending their country from these terrorists, from ISIS. But I don't see any reason why we couldn't create safe havens back there for them, protect them there, feed them, house them, whatever needs to be done, and until they can retake their country from those who want to tear it apart.
Well, one of the things I think we need to do is we need to defend America. And that doesn't mean become the world's police force and be hawkish all over the world and create and fund and train and arm both sides of wars, which we've been doing for literally decades. And until a single politician stands up and says, wait a minute, virtually the United States created ISIS, whether intentionally or not might be discussed, but the fact is they armed and trained and funded enemy elements, which have now ganged up and have created terror around the world. Now, whether that's our intention or not, we've done it over and over and over. We fund Saddam Hussein. We fund Osama bin Laden. And then we run around and go, wait a minute, those were supposed to be our friends. And now they're trained, they're armed to the teeth, they're dangerous. And we almost generate the very threat we complain about very short years later. That's the starting point. We've got to realize the founders warned us of these foreign entanglements for a reason, Jim Clymer.
Well, you know, quite a few decades back, there was a book that came out, The Ugly American. I think it's time for you to write a new book, The Stupid American, because we keep doing the same thing over and over again. And you're exactly right. The we had armed the
so-called freedom fighters, the rebels, in an effort to supposedly provide freedom. But it's backfired, and it happens. It happened in 1953, for starters, and that's what created this whole cycle.
It's happened repeatedly over the years, and you know, I'm beginning to believe there's not too much of a debate about it. The fact is that I almost believe it's intentional the way it's working out. And why would they keep doing the same thing over and over again? And one thing is clear that we armed the rebels in Egypt, and of course that one backfired on Obama because he wanted to see the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, retain control there, and the people wisely threw him out. But now trying to get rid of Assad in Syria, and they end up create a vacuum. They end up bringing somebody worse in and empowering groups like the ISIS, and then they come back and use the weapons that we provide to them against us.
We got to start backing out of these foreign entanglements, and until a politician flat out says that and flat out documents it well enough, I mean, even the CIA documented the blowback from our intervention everywhere, this hawkish nature, this hegemonist kind of idea that we seem to have that we have to be involved in everything everywhere all the time. We got to stop that, number one. If you're going to fix this problem, that's what you've got to do, number one. Number two, what you've got to do is this. We can help out the refugees, but that doesn't mean we have to bring them into our homes, into our neighborhoods, because we don't know who's who. And so is there a way to be kind and gentle and feed the hungry and clothe the naked and bear one another's burdens, but yet not necessarily put ourselves in harm's way? And the answer is yes, there's a huge pond out there. We don't need to spend a ton of money to cross that pond for these people. We can invest that money, if we so choose, in the private sector, churches, nonprofit organizations, the Red Cross, the list goes on and on, and ways we can literally help these people if we have a Christian heart, Jim. This isn't that hard.
Absolutely, and I was going to say that too. I mean, there are various organizations out there, private organizations, charitable, religious organizations that are providing help to them. And I've personally given thousands of dollars to help in that effort, because that's the way it should be done. That they should be the ones that are providing the humanitarian aid to them. It's not the duty of our government to spend tax to steal in the form of tax dollars from some people to carry out a goal that that our president or Congress, even whoever it might be, thinks is important. That's the function of private organizations. That's who should be doing it.
Now, if we go ahead and jettison this foreign entanglement and intervention all over the world, we can defend America, as we should. In fact, there's ways constitutionally with mark and reprisal and other constitutionally qualified options, short of a declaration of war, that could literally protect America and could literally stop the if you chop off the head of these organizations instead of funding, training, and arming them, you could really stop most of this in about 2 seconds, Jim Clymer. If you use mark and reprisal, if you hunted some of these peoples down, there's ways to protect America that would be short of a declaration of war or intervention everywhere.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not saying that the declaration of war may not be appropriate at some point either. But
well, it may be, but it would have to be constitutionally qualified and done.
Well, absolutely. It's where we need to be, where we're actually defending our own borders, defending our country. But, you know, it's just like in the immigration debate. You know, first of all, you got to stop doing what we've been doing that encourages this sort of thing. And we move in to try to depose somebody because we think they're bad, because they don't have democratic ideas, because they, for whatever reason, we think they're a dictator or whatever, but there's stability. I mean, that's what happened with Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and now that they're trying, of course, in Libya or Syria, I mean, to get rid of Assad for the same reason, and it's just going to be replaced with somebody else who, first of all, these, even though these are dictators, and this is true of Saddam Hussein, it's also true of Assad, where they accommodated the Christian community. But when we go in there and upset the balance of power and let somebody else come in, then the very people whom we should have a primary concern about their welfare are going to be persecuted, run out, and killed, and treated horribly. And that's what happened in Iraq, and that's what's already happening in Syria. So we really have to stop the foolhardy policies that we've been employing in the past, and as you said, stop being thinking that we're the world's policemen, when our job, our constitutional the responsibilities are not to set up democracies around the world.
But Jim Clymer, none of the politicians, not Rand Paul, not Ted Cruz, not even the most conservative among them, make the point as I have, not even close. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what else can be done in America that would make the biggest difference of all.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. We're talking to Jim Clymer. We're talking about terrorism. We're talking about the problems of the actions we're taking that literally violate the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, riding shotgun. So I submit to you that we're doing all the wrong things. We can't run around and be the world's cop. We've got to avoid the foreign entanglements like the plague. We've got to really defend America. We'd have plenty of support, plenty of finances, plenty of troops, plenty of capabilities to do that. There's ways to help the refugees through private organizations, through the American Christian people. And then we really got to focus on this, and nobody's mentioning this as well. Jim Clymer, whenever the people violate the commandments of God, war, pestilence, famine, etc., comes their way. It's biblical as all could be. And the only way to really stop it is to turn towards God and repent. And God says, if you repent, I will heal your land. I will protect you. There will be a way out of your perilous situations. Unless we become a moral people like we once were in America, there's no holding back the trouble that's going to come our way, sir. None.
Well, that's right. And in many respects, I believe, as I've said for years, that in one sense, there is not a purely political solution to the ills of our country. We can pass all the laws, we can set in motion all the policies and everything that we want, but until that time when the people of America turn their hearts back to God, We're not going to see real solutions to our country, to the ills of our country.
And I know that sounds sad, but in that declaration is the solution as well, though. Let's be very clear. Let's not lose hope.
Yes. What specifically are you referring to?
Well, we don't want to be depressed and just say, man, that'll never happen. Forget it. Give up on it. We want to work towards that and educate towards that. And it starts by cleansing your inner vessel. It starts by doing it yourself, teaching your family to do the same, and realizing that you know what, communities will never be stronger than the families that make up those communities are. And so it starts with the family. And you know what? That's something you don't even need a government law to do. We can just all start doing it.
Well, and I think it needs to go hand in hand. I think we need to be saying both. I think we need to be telling, we need to be working toward implementing policies, public policy, which is consistent with the principles of the Bible, and at the same time telling the people that they need to get their hearts right, that they need to, in order for it to work, for it to be successful, they have to be good people. Was it Madison who said that our Constitution is made for a good moral people and it's wholly unfit for the governance of any other? And that's that is so true. We can have the best government in the world, the best Constitution in the world, but if you have a corrupt and immoral people, it's not going to be successful.
Donald Trump wants to create a database of and close mosques around America. He also wants to start waterboarding people. He says, that's peanuts, that's no problem. Waterboarding works, we got to do it. What do you think, Jim Clymer?
I think it's a dangerous precedent, is what I think it is. Listen, I mean, I don't have any problem with people who are known to be terrorists or known to be working with terrorist organizations, that type of thing, they cataloging and keeping track of them and so on. I think that's part of the duty of our country to protect and preserve our people.
Well, Obama works with the Muslim Brotherhood and these organizations. Barack Obama, we don't even know who the guy is, and he's working with a lot of those organizations. I mean, after all, he's one of the biggest kingmen to build ISIS, right?
Yeah, he is. That's right.
So, you know, if we're going to waterboard people, maybe Donald should start waterboarding Barry and see what happens. Now, I know I'm being extreme a little bit, but I'm making the point that, folks, I agree we need to find out who's the problem, and we need to guard ourselves against those problems, and there's constitutional guidelines of how to get that done. But this general waterboarding idea bordering on torture, finding a new immoral low as we fund and promote and back these hawkish, unjust, immoral wars is not the answer.
No, it's not the answer. And, you know, that's so often the problem. What happens, you have a problem that where our government...
And let's be clear, a legitimate problem.
Well, I'm sorry?
Let's be clear, a legitimate problem.
Yeah. But then the reaction of people, well, it was a legitimate problem, but maybe created because of bad public policy to begin with, or bad
yes.
government policy. And so then as a reaction to that, people get so fed up, and they demand answers, they want action, and so it's so easy to, fall for the line of some demagogue who wants to take advantage of that situation and create a solution that's outside of the Constitution. It's extra constitutional, and it's a solution that is unfit for civilized human beings.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. People are worried in America. They're starting to take matters into their own hands. There's a group in Arizona, Kurt.
Well, that's right. They got a little town down there on the border, and folks are, you know, kind of doing the whole Minuteman kind of idea again. They're just saying, hey, we don't really want the bad guys cruising in our area. And this group is patrolling this border in a little place called Sasabe, Arizona. I'm from Arizona, but I never heard of that place, but I did look it up, and it is right on the border. And this group of veterans and concerned citizens, kind of neighborhood watch kind of stuff, they've been patrolling the border for 5 years. They're now turning their focus on what they believe are new threats to America. They say there's Palestinians, Afghans, Syrians trying to get in. We're trying to stop everything and anything from coming across, said Tim Foley, the field operations director of Arizona Border Recon. Many of the members used to serve in the United States military. All, however, are worried about the possibility of a terrorist coming to the United States through the U.S.-Mexico border. One of them said, we have the war on drugs and the war on terror, and it seems that they're combining right here on the border. We're not a militia. We're not a 3% group. We don't advocate overthrowing the government. We're an extra set of eyes and ears for Border Patrol. Every few months, the group meets to patrol the Arizona-Mexico border for 7 days and seven nights. They set up a 6 to 9 mile perimeter in order to push those attempting to come across illegally into territory with a higher Border Patrol presence. So they kind of like funnel them in there so they can find them, I guess. But, it's interesting stuff. The Minutemen are back at work.
And in my opinion, that's one of the solutions, Jim Clymer. You know what? We've got to vet these people if any of them are going to come to America. But I don't see the need for them to come to America necessarily in the first place. What's wrong with letting them build their own lands and letting them find ways to create peace in their own countries? And the more we stay out of it, the more we leave it to the private sector, the more we follow the Founding Fathers' counsel, the better off we are.
Well, I mean, you know, we've heard too many stories, and we know it's true that they do try to get in through illegal means like that. And so why open the door to them, and why give them an opportunity to get in under what would appear to be illegal means when they have nefarious intents in what they want to do? Yeah, I applaud those people. I think that's great. It's too bad that they have to do that, because that's what our government should be doing, is protecting our borders.
Nah, the government's too busy sending the IRS after me and you to do that.
Yeah, right.
They're too busy making sure that you have to take off your shoes when you go on a plane. Never mind you've been in the country for 70 years, peaceful as could be.
Yeah. Yeah, that and trying to tell leaders of other countries around the world, halfway around the world, how they should run their countries.
Now, one last point. All these politicians are saying we do or we don't need a database. But just so you know, if everybody in America has a Social Security card, they've already got a national database on everybody. And if everybody has to have a passport and or a visa to be around here, they've already got a de facto global database already in place, Jim. So this idea about a database is a bogus non-starter discussion if you really think about it.
Well, I guess it is. I mean, there's, you know, we have virtually no privacy in this country anymore. And you can go on to Google or whatever and look yourself up and see what, how much is out there in the public domain about you anyway. And you think about there's that, and then for those who have access to information like our credit cards and Social Security numbers and so on, which the government, of course, does, it's a much broader database than even that. And there's no secrets. So what he talks about having a metadata, I don't know what all that involves or how much different than that.
Well, it involves making sure that you're flagged as a terrorist because you believe in the Constitution while some of these other thugs just run free.
And that's what it would come to. You know, what you and I think can be criminalized pretty quickly with that type of an approach.
But, ladies and gentlemen, if you back the Constitution Party and those people who swear fidelity to the Constitution and truly deliver through the Constitution Party and other means, that is one of the great answers. Jim Clymer, my friend, we're flat out of time, but a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Travel safe on those lower gas prices, my friend, and go ahead and eat some good organic food, huh?
Some organic turkey.
There you go. All right, thank you, sir. All right, there he goes. Jim Clymer, Kurt, final word's yours.
Mr. Jim Clymer, a great example of a truly great American.
Amen to that. We need more. Just imagine if we had a million Jim Clymers, man. We could take the world by storm.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get it done. Wow. ConstitutionParty.com is their website. LibertyRoundtable.com is ours. And we the people can and will restore our grand old republic. We need your help because we claim this nation shall endure.